Hi everyone, it's Belle again, and I'm coming back to you with another food podcast. And because I had some separate response, I thought I would do another one of these food talk. What did I call it? Great, we're off to a great start. But today I brought back with me. Well, I asked again, I guess Tom Like a Bomb to join me for my food podcast. So say hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Tom. So today, a couple of things. Today, you know what the topic is. And just like last time, I'm a terrible host and I don't have anything for you because unfortunately, you're not here with me. So you can't.
That is unfortunate.
These things I couldn't taste. Oh, yeah.
But yes, Belle asked me to do another one of these, and well, Belle gets what she wants, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Speaking of, you caused quite a stir, Tom, on my Discord server.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, when I reposted the last podcast episode, just to see, because we talked about maybe doing another one, and I didn't know if anyone wanted to hear more. But your voice caused quite the stir. I have to say that people who listen to me are, you have a fan base within my listeners. Oh my goodness.
Well, that's certainly nice to hear.
They had some ideas about what we could talk about, but I don't think I can say all of them right now.
So. Oh, really? And why? Yeah. Why would that be?
Something involving peanut butter. I don't know. I said that might be difficult to do.
Yeah, that sounds complicated.
Podcast with peanut butter because you can't talk when you eat peanut butter and imagine like an entire podcast of yeah, but also I don't know, there were some innuendos thrown around, so anyway, imagine that.
Shocking. I am scandalized.
Oh, I bet you are. So I told you to prepare a beverage. What do you have with you?
Oh, well, you're gonna like this.
Oh, am I? Tell
you
me.
Are well, I have one of your favorites. In
is
fact,
it whiskey?
It is. And not just any whiskey. It's Jura Superstition.
You have a favorite whiskey.
Which I happen to know you are very fond of.
You do. You know what I like. I'm very jealous you have that whiskey. Because I just have like a wine spritzer because I don't want to get too smashed right now. So I'm going to take a sip.
Well, I'll do the same. Cheers.
Cheers. I cheated. I already had some. I'm ahead of you. You better catch up. Okay. So today, we are going to discuss Canadian potato chips. You excited?
I'm very excited. This is something I know next to nothing about, so I'll
great.
Be learning a
I
lot.
Can't wait. I can't wait to talk about it since you're not going to taste anything. it's a wonderful thing to do to you. So I have to admit, I planned on doing this earlier. Time didn't really work out. So I have finished my first round of Canadian chips. So I have my second round of Canadian chips, and they're not cheap to ship here.
Still, if you're going for a second round, that already speaks to their quality.
They are, but I only ordered two of the three bags that I got last time. So let's talk about this.
All right. What have you got?
I have some Canadian Discord friends who have advised me on what to buy. Now, I've had ketchup chips before. They're Lay's ketchup chips. And oh my God, I left the bag in the kitchen. Okay, it doesn't matter. I was going to read the ingredients and you could laugh at my mispronunciation, but that's fine. So I have ketchup chips and Lay's makes them. And I'd had them before a long time ago, like someone brought them back and they brought them to a party and I had them and they're really tasty and I remembered that. And then I was advised to get a couple of other kinds. So ketchup chips is one. There's another kind called All Dressed. They're Ruffles. And there's another kind called sour cream and bacon. And right. So can you guess which two I have in front of me? Can you guess which one did not make the cut?
Well, it sounds like you have ketchup since
okay,
you couldn't have left the bag in the kitchen.
Well, then
you
have
you
a
didn't
50.
Have it.
I know, God, I'm so bad at this. You have a 50-50 chance. What do you think the other one is?
I'm going to say it is the sour cream, was it?
Take a drink.
With pleasure.
Okay, great. Okay, so I did not buy the sour cream and bacon again. They're hard to find for one, but I'll talk about them first.
Well, so I was hoping.
Okay, so
I was hoping it was that you didn't have the all dressed, because I don't want you to be all dressed. Well,
is this PG-13? So sour cream and bacon chips. Ruffles makes them. Ruffles have ridges. We all remember that. Mm-hmm. And
they sure do.
And the thing about them is, I liked them. They were good chips, but I got them and I tasted them third out of the three of these. And I had like an idea in my head of what Canadian chips kind of summed up to. Oh. And in that, I was thinking, oh, they like tart, kind of vinegary flavors, right? And then
is that a thing Canadians like?
Well, and then I had the sour cream and bacon chips, and they were just like salt lick, just totally salt bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a hint of sour cream. When I was younger, I loved to eat the sour cream and cheddar chips.
You remember? Oh, those? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Those were pretty good.
They're still a thing. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of that, but there's like a little smoky taste.
I certainly haven't had those in a while. No, but
I used to. It was like my favorite chip when I was a kid. Mm. It reminds me of those, but they're really, really salty. So salty to the point that it just tastes like salt to me.
Right.
I don't get like the nuance of flavor that you kind of want in a potato chip.
Yeah, I mean, you'd expect a bacon chip to be salty, but
but it was,
if it doesn't leave room for anything else, then
it was like smoky salt, and that's all I got. And I didn't really get the sour cream. And while they were good, they were one, the saltiest, two, the one I enjoyed the least, and three, the most expensive. So
that is not a good combination.
No, so I thought I would just leave that one out. I thought I would just not masticate it in front of you, and aww, we could just talk about it instead. So my new thing with chips, since the quarantine, mm-hmm, and since COVID and everything that this world is right now, this is a hack that I'm sure other people do it. I'm going to sound weird, but because I'm playing my Switch more and I like potato chips.
Hey, you and me both.
It's such a fun thing to do. So since I'm playing my Switch more, I want a snack while I'm gaming. And right. So you don't want your controller to get like oily. Oh, my stomach's making noise. You don't want your controller to get oily, do you?
No, not at all.
Or sticky or anything like
that. Why, that's every gamer's worst nightmare.
Oh my gosh, what shall we do? So apparently there's some sort of thing that exists, and it's like a little grip, like rubber grips that cost $30 that you can use to eat chips with. I didn't know that at the time. Someone told me, and I was like, well, that's stupid.
That seems like overkill.
Doesn't it, for $30? So I have chopsticks. I have bamboo. Let's see if I can make noise with them. Chopsticks.
Ooh.
So I started eating.
Is that an ASMR trigger?
I don't know. Let me try. This is the left side, and this is the right side. Chopstick A-S. I'm sure that did something for someone. So
could very well.
I
unfortunately I don't seem to experience ASMR. Yeah,
you're not triggered by it.
I am not.
I can't hypnotize you with my voice, Tom.
Well, so. I wouldn't go that far.
So
you most certainly can and have, okay, just not, okay, in that specific way.
I'm gonna put that in my little notebook. I need more wine.
Well, so, by all means.
Yeah. Hey, you take a drink too. So,
as you wish.
So I have my chopsticks, and I'm going to try these two. Mm-hmm. Which one do you want to hear first? Guest's choice.
Ooh.
Mm.
Well, if I get to decide.
You do.
Mm.
I'm over here, like, batting my eyelashes.
I am going to go with the ketchup because I'm very curious about that.
Okay, okay. Okay, so I'm grabbing a ketchup chip. Let me make some noise for everybody. So, say that you are triggered by ASMR. I'm going to try and do this as confusingly triggering as possible. Whatever, let me just...
Bring it on.
Yeah, so... Oh, shit. And then I hit the microphone with the bowl.
Is that an ASMR trigger?
No, I think I might have to edit that out, or I can leave it in and laugh at myself. But I'm going to do this on the side. And then I'm going to move over to this side. Yeah. I'm going to stop now, because so I have my bowl here, and I have my chip and my chopsticks. I know everyone wants to hear me chew and masticate.
Hey, people love the things you do with your mouth.
Okay.
Certainly sounds like you're enjoying them.
They're delicious.
Nice.
Okay, I already know the answer to this, I think. Oh. But, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about salt and vinegar?
I fucking love it.
Then I think that you would like these. They are not as vinegary as salt and vinegar, mm-hmm. but they're tart. So
I can get behind that.
It very much tastes like ketchup. It's like powdered ketchup on a potato. And it's the Lay's brand, so they're really thin.
It's kind of in the same area as salt and vinegar chips, but it won't completely blow your palate out afterwards.
Exactly, exactly. Nice. So you can still taste. The thing is, what's the only thing that's off-putting about these is that if I showed you the color of this chip,
it's just bright, offensively red.
It's not red. It's like sprayed burgundy. It's got a marbleized almost burgundy powder. So when I had these in a bowl with other things, I could tell what it was because it was so different in color than the other chips.
Right.
And the Ruffles were both the same exact color. I'm gonna have one more. Now, if you let it sit on your tongue for a little bit. It kind of dissolves that powder, and you definitely get more of that ketchup. So,
oh, nice.
I understand why this is a thing. And to be honest with you, I'm really disappointed that in America, we don't have these chips.
Yeah, now I want them.
They're so good. Just know that you're going to be paying like 5 times, if not more, the price of a bag of chips. 3, 4, 5 times. I forget the exact math.
And besides, as Americans, aren't we, like, stereotypically supposed to smother everything in ketchup? How did we miss the boat on this?
We are. It's potatoes and ketchup. How can you not like that?
Right?
I know. I mean, if they had a chip that was a mayonnaise chip, I'd probably eat that, too, because I love mayonnaise with my french fries.
And well, that's more of a French thing, isn't it?
It is, but I love it. I love it. This is really tasty. I think that you would enjoy. I want to keep you. I told myself I wasn't hungry, and here I am, and I just can't stop.
Oh, yeah, you can't stop shoving them into your mouth?
Mm-mm.
So they can melt on your tongue?
It tastes really good on my tongue.
Mm.
Okay. Kind of tart, kind of sweet, a little tomato. My tongue might be pink right now. Or red or burgundy or whatever color this is. It's like magenta.
I'm sure it's very vividly colored.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could show you. But alas, voice does not convey visuals. So I have to express it to you.
Besides, so, who knows what would happen if you stuck your tongue out in front of me?
You'd say, ew, that looks artificially colored.
That is almost certainly not what my reaction would be. I'm just going to go ahead and say.
Drink some more whiskey, Tom. Mm.
Boy, twist my fucking arm, why don't you?
Okay, yeah. So, that's that chip.
Mm.
Next to me, can you make that noise for me again? I'm gonna do it again. I'm shameless. I'm gonna Google.
It's good whiskey.
It is good whiskey. I'd say you have excellent taste, but you have the same taste as me in whiskey. So I kind of feel like I'm complimenting myself. So I'm trying to determine the exact flavor of these. The bags. Okay, the bags feature. I'm doing a very bad job right now.
Nonsense.
There's an old and new bag design. Mm-hmm. I have learned through my research, my diligent Ruffles Canadian all dressed research. And on the back, it has the English and the French name. And, oh God, I don't speak good French anymore. And I'm afraid to even
better than
say
me,
it.
I'm sure.
It's assaisonné, I want to say. Assaisonné? I think assaisonné. Assaisonné? Like all seasoned, all dressed. That's my guess, is what that means.
It sounds good to me.
I think that's how you say it. There's an accent, not grave. Is it accent grave? Anyway, my French is shit. So the bag has vinegar and a picture of a bottle of vinegar, like white vinegar, and onion and red bell pepper.
That's an interesting combination for a chip.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say that that's the flavor. I'm going to find the official flavor because I never looked this up. And, of course, they spell it with a U and I don't. Okay. So the flavor is... all dressed are colloquially, that is a hard word to say, colloquially known as dressed all over chips. And it combines barbecue, ketchup, sour cream and onion, and salt and vinegar.
Wow. That's quite a payload for one chip.
Isn't it?
So how did this come to be?
I don't.
Like,
you know,
who put all these together in the first place? That's what I want to
know. Is it in the wiki? I'm going to click on it. I'm going to click you the wiki. So, this chip, I'm going to taste it. Mm-hmm. I like that it's a Ruffles because they're thicker.
Oh, you like them thick, do you?
Mm-hmm. Make sure that they can, you know, take up more real estate in my mouth. Okay. I like Lay's potato chips, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But
what's not to like?
Ruffles have this crunch, satisfaction, because of the texture. Mm-hmm. And I find that they're even oilier, and then the chip absorbs the oil into those textures. So you get more of the fat in every bite, and it clings onto those flavors more. And so I think that that's why they can be kind of flavor bombs.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That matches
like really
up with my experience.
Taste. Yeah. Okay, so here's the history in all dressed chips. So these two brothers were co-owners of Yum Yum Chips in Quebec. And Quebecois. They invented this chip in flavor in 1978. It was consistent with the company's tradition of innovating new flavors and techniques for their potato chips. So I guess Yum Yum chips are known for having strange flavors. And Wiki says such innovations include being the first company to sell light chips in the Canadian market in 1985 and the first to offer Canadian market a full line of zero trans fat chips. Zero trans fat chips. Weren't those the ones that made people go to the bathroom a lot?
Oh, you mean Olestra?
Oh, Olestra. That was Olestra. God, you remember that disaster. How could we not talk about Olestra? I had a family member who got really obsessed with those chips.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and You know, when even
knowing what the shall we say consequences are,
they didn't know. Mm. And you know how when something's really quote unquote healthy, people think they can eat more of it. Well, that was definitely the case with this family member of mine.
Oh,
and,
no.
And a Lester definitely hit them hard.
Yeah.
It's like sugar-free gummy bears. They're basically made of baby laxatives. So.
Oh, God. I didn't know that was a thing, or that's what that thing
sorbitol,
was.
Sorbitol is what's in a lot of sugar-free candy.
Mm-hmm.
And people, if they eat too many of them, it's basically like taking a megadose of baby laxative.
That is unfortunate.
It is. This has nothing to do with Canadian chips. I'm on a tangent. Also, yeah.
But it does have to do with food, so we're still ostensibly.
It does. We're talking food history, topic. And it kind of came. Yeah. It did. It came up.
It was relevant. It was germane. Goddamn it.
When did Olestra leave our presence?
Very shortly after it entered our presence.
This is a great idea, isn't it? Everyone can lose weight while they eat these chips that make them.
It was the hot new thing, and then like immediately once people started
out too.
Yeah. That was didn't gross. Stick around very long.
So to speak. Oh my god. Oh, bathroom humor. What are we doing? So anyway, I don't know if I want to include that in the podcast. Should I leave that in? I don't think that
it's your show. I defer to the host.
It is. It's just
it's not
gross.
It's not like we didn't end up talking about butt related stuff last time we did this, so
I know we did. And I thought it was funny because I think that I said it was safe for work, and then somebody reminded me that we talked about anal. I'm like, that's totally safe for work, right?
Depends on where you work, I suppose.
Talking about anal, their bosses and their coworkers. So, we got off topic, but back to these chips. The thing about these chips is, and I'm going to eat another one.
Well, they must be good if you can.
Keep eating
them. Mm-hmm. Certainly sounds like you're enjoying them.
I'm enjoying them, Tom.
Well, I'm enjoying your enjoyment of them.
Should I have another?
Oh, yeah. Put it in your mouth.
Okay. So, there is something that this chip reminds me of.
Really? All those... So, strong competing flavors. What does it remind you of?
It reminds me, not the flavors, but the experience reminds me of voodoo chips. Have you had voodoo chips?
I don't believe I have.
So voodoo chips are Zaps chips, and they're, I think they're like Cajun. I have to Google. Gonna sing about it. So, they remind me of voodoo chips because voodoo chips are like another one of these everything but the kitchen sink sort of flavors.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so they just like throw a bunch of stuff in there and it turns out to not taste like nothing. You know, if you cook and you throw too many things in the pot, or if you paint and you mix every color in, it turns out to be the absence of taste or the absence of color if you just do too much. There's like a point of you taking it too far.
It gets so muddled that, yeah, every individual component just gets lost in the mess. Right.
But this chip, like the voodoo chips, it's like a symphony. It's like you would not think that it would work. But it's this like crazy mad genius masterpiece. So,
wow.
Voodoo chips, says this internet search that I just did. I'm going to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Our voodoo chips put a spell on you. Ooh. The delicious result of happy accident. These chips have a unique flavor that features salt and vinegar with smoky barbecue sweetness and spicy jalapeno kick. So.
Okay, yeah, I can see how that's in the same sort of space as the
Well, it's some of the
rest.
Same flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So you get salty and sweet. with the voodoo chips, you also get spicy because you have the jalapeno. And I love jalapeno chips just by themselves, too.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Me too.
Oh, God, I'm a fan. So good.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to try voodoo chips, which you can find here in the U.S.
Yeah, I'll have to keep an eye out. That
I think
definitely
like...
sounds like something I would enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And I think you would like these all dressed, too.
I'm intrigued, I have to admit.
Yeah. Like all the dressing, all the stuff, all the clothes. it's like a winter over here in my hot summer bedroom.
How hot is it?
Pretty hot.
No. Yeah.
I'm here.
Exactly.
I couldn't keep a straight face. Shall I have another?
By all means.
Okay, great.
As I said, I am enjoying your enjoyment of them a great deal.
I think you should drink more whiskey and tell me about it.
Oh, should I?
Mm-hmm. I would have great joy in hearing that.
Well, I do want to bring you joy.
Okay, Marie Kondo. Nice.
God damn, that's good.
What are you tasting in your mouth right now?
Oh, well, there's the smoke. Mm-hmm. It is my favorite part. So that's what I'm focusing on, I suppose. So fucking delightful. I love the way it floods the palate.
You like things that flood your palate?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Interesting choice of words there.
Yeah, what does that make you think of?
You know, innocent little things.
Oh.
Like drinking a slushie. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Continue, please.
And like with any good scotch, just the warmth that comes from it. Another one of my favorite parts, the way it spreads through your body.
It as explodes you swallow on your it. Tongue.
Yeah, it starts with an explosion on your tongue. And as you swallow it, it just warms you up all the way down, and you can just feel it radiating out from your core.
Anything else about your whiskey?
Well, you know it as well as I do. It's one of your favorites.
I know, but I wanted to hear you talk about it because you've heard me describe what I'm putting in my mouth, so it's only fair that you do the same.
Well, let me take another sip.
Mm-hmm, please. Please. I wonder how that whiskey would be with these chips. I mean, I wouldn't kick either out of bed.
No.
No.
It'd be interesting to try. It certainly sounds like they're a strong enough flavor that it would hold up against something as powerful as a nice smoky whiskey.
When you drink smoky whiskey, do you want to eat anything? Or is it like after a meal sort of thing? Or can you have it with a meal? Do you ever, like... Have you ever been to a bar, a pub, and ordered a really nice whiskey or scotch with a meal?
I have.
You have?
Usually with a really hearty meat dish of some sort. Something that brings a lot of umami to the table.
Well, then I think it would work with this. I mean, you're not going to... I don't think you can drink five whiskeys and feel satisfied with the potato chips. That's just asking for trouble. But I think that the flavor profile here with what you're drinking, especially like the barbecue aspect of these all-dressed chips, would go well. So a chip and whiskey pairing.
No, I can see that working.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when I have whiskey, especially something this nice, it's generally on its own, so I can focus solely on savoring it, but it certainly can be paired with
you
all
like
manner
to savor,
of things.
You like to savor your favorite things.
I do, very much. like to take my time with them.
Yeah, like to take it slow.
Mm-hmm. Really just let it, let my tongue get the full experience of it over a long period of time until I am completely satisfied.
And I have finished my wine. You're making me so thirsty, Tom.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, or maybe it's just the chips. Okay, on that note.
It's either me or the sodium. Take your pick.
I mean, I think it's the umami. It's not Tom. It has nothing to do with Tom.
Oh, no, of course not.
No. Thank you again for joining me on my ridiculous quote-unquote food podcast. And
my pleasure.
Hopefully your fan base and my listenership is very happy with your guest appearance again.
Yes, I hope you all enjoyed yourselves very much.
Do you hear that, you guys? I know I did. So thanks, Tom.
Me too. And thank you for having me, Belle.
You're welcome. I'll let you know the next time I have some food that.
Yeah, anytime you want to do this again, just let me know.
While you listen to me.
Have me again.
Okay. I'll see you soon, guys. Bye.
Bye.